UALR Public Radio is partnering with the State House Museum to screen a series of Arkansas-related movies. The films are shown during Second Friday Art Night, which happens to be tonight. So Ben Fry, general manager of KUAR and KLRE, joins us. Ben is presenting the series and leading the discussions that follow. Tonight's selection is Hallelujah, a film from 1929 by King Vidor. It was a musical that starred an all-black cast. Ben, what's the significance of this film?
We know Hallelujah is significant in several ways. First of all, it was shot partly here in Arkansas. There are scenes of cotton fields and a cotton gin shot in Arkansas. And then the climactic scene, which is a chase through a swamp, was shot in Ten Mile Bayou near West Memphis. It was also significant because it was King Vidor's first talking picture. King Vidor was one of the most popular directors of the silent era. They made a film called The Big Parade, which is often cited as the most successful, box office-wise, most successful film of the silent era. And, of course, the fact that it was an all-black cast, now it actually wasn't the first Hollywood film that had an all-black cast. There was a movie that was released just a few months earlier that had an all-black cast, but this was pretty unusual.
How did you get interested in studying this film?
Well, I did some research a few years ago to write an article about it for the Encyclopedia of Arkansas, and seeing that it was one of the very first films shot in the state, was of interest to me, of course, because of that. But it's just quite a unique film and one that I'd like more people to know about and to see.
Ben, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
You can see Hallelujah and join the discussion tonight at the Old State House Museum in downtown Little Rock from 6 to 8. You can find more information at KUAR.org.